With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. Hazard Management Cayman Islands is taking part in a regional tsunami exercise called Carib Wave today, the idea being that an 8.47 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Panama subsequently generated a tsunami. Now, in previous years, HMCI has used the Carib Wave exercise to test notification procedures, and Director Danielle Coleman says this year they wanted to take a different approach, critically examining the response and coordination process between first response agencies.
Now, obviously, we can't test every aspect of our response plan, so we have chosen to bring together senior-level first responders to discuss what could realistically be accomplished within a first two-hour window if a tsunami was really heading towards Cayman Islands.
There will be a roundtable interactive discussion and a collaborative review of the current Cayman Islands tsunami plan by participating agencies. The idea is to get a better understanding of their roles to ensure the safety of the greatest number of residents and visitors in the event of a tsunami. In other news, it's been an intense week of expert tutelage for six local students participating in a week-long piano camp. And it's all culminating in a special performance tonight at the Georgetown Public Library.
We'll try to select one of them for a scholarship at New York at the International Keyboards and Festival that it's going on there in the summer for another 2 weeks of piano camp.
Marius Gana with the Cayman Arts Festival says kids in the Piano in the Classroom program got to work with celebrated Romanian pianist Matei Varga, who's visiting Cayman from New York.
They are really good, very talented, and they do a great job this week.
The concert competition featuring Leanne McLeod, James McDonald, Jacinta Astwood, Jonathan Bedace, Cameron Gilson, and Crystal Corkish will be followed by a performance by Mr. Varga himself. Tickets will be available at the door. The cost is $20 for adults and $5 for kids. That's up to 18 years old. In regional news, there has been a surge in the number of child abductions in the capital city of Nassau in the Bahamas, with five abductions over four separate incidents occurring over the last 3 weeks. The children are apparently being abducted off the streets of Nassau, with the only common thread appearing to be the abductors have all been identified as women, and in two incidents, two children were left by the city dump after they were abducted and found by members of the public passing by. These abductions come as there has been a renewed call by people in the community for the government of the Bahamas to fully enforce Marco's Law. This was named after 8-year-old Marco Archer, who in 2011 was abducted, sexually assaulted, and murdered by a convicted criminal. As a result of Marco's Law, people in the community have been waiting since 2011 for the full implementation of the Marco Archer Alert System, a quick alert system for missing and allegedly abducted children. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. Members of Parliament in Britain will shortly start voting on whether to request an extension to the Brexit deadline, which would allow more time to reach a deal. Some EU leaders have indicated that they wouldn't object to such a move, but have said such an extension could be lengthy and must have a purpose. The House of Commons will also vote on a number of amendments, including one calling for a delay for a second referendum. A former British soldier is to be prosecuted in connection with what are known as the Bloody Sunday killings in Northern Ireland. The ex-paratrooper will face two charges of murder and four of attempted murder. 13 people were shot dead during the Civil Rights March in Londonderry in 1972. The authorities in Slovakia have accused a businessman of ordering the murder last year of the investigative journalist Jan Kuciak. Marian Kočner was already under investigation for his business activities, which were the subject of the final articles written by the journalist. The US House of Representatives has voted in favour of publishing the report by the special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. They wanted to be released to Congress and the public. The resolution is non-binding, but the chair of the Judiciary Committee said it made clear that the House expected to see a full account of the investigation. The Roman Catholic authorities in Poland say almost 400 children have been abused by priests since the end of the Cold War. Archbishop Marek Jędraszewski said the clergy had violated the trust placed in them. PEN America has given the prestigious Barbie Freedom to Write Award to three jailed Saudi Arabian women's rights activists. Lujain Al-Athloul, Iman Al-Nafjan and Nouf Abdulaziz went on trial on Wednesday on charges of working with foreigners to harm Saudi national security. They were at the forefront of the campaign to allow Saudi women the right to drive. BBC News.